Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 385 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your many blessings towards us. You're a good God, you're a kind God, and you're a faithful God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Thank you because you are moving in the earth. Thank you, Lord, because you are saving souls, you are redeeming, you are setting free. We come before you this morning to ask for your mercy. In any way we have sinned or erred, in our words, thoughts, or actions, we pray for your forgiveness. Lord, please come and teach us your word this morning. Give us the grace to deny ourselves daily, to take up our cross and to follow you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, today we're going to continue our series on the fruit of the Spirit. And if you remember, anchor scripture has been taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. Galatians 5, 22 to 23, quoting from the King James Version, he says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law." Right? So, thus far we've talked about love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. We've done seven, so we're left with two. So today, by the grace of God, in episode 385, we're going to be talking about meekness. We're going to talk about meekness, all right? So what does it mean to be meek? Well, I like to think of meekness as power that is under control. Power that is under control. Right? So you have the power to do certain things, but you choose to be gentle, you choose to be humble, you choose to be patient, right? I just like to think of it as like, say for example, I think of it as like a patient lion. Like, you know that you can completely crush something, but you're like, you know what? I'll be kind with this thing. I'll be kind with this other animal, right? That's meekness. Meekness is you have the power to do things, but you decide to be calm. You decide to be kind. You decide to be gentle. You decide to not use that power to crush. You know, you decide to be patient. You decide to be humble. You decide to be honorable. You decide to take the high road, right? And the thing is, it's an outward expression, you know, because sometimes people confuse, or even I at some point, confuse humility with meekness, but it's different. Right? Humility is an inward thing. How do you look at yourself? Do you think of yourself more highly than other people, right? Or do you think of yourself in very reserved terms, right? That's humility. Humility is how you think of yourself. Meekness is more of an outward expression, right? So it's almost like an outward expression of humility, right? So that's meekness, right? Meekness is more in an outward expression, right? In the way we relate with other people. That's meekness, right? And again, who is our perfect example? It's Jesus. It's Jesus, right? If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, I'm going to pull that up. Matthew 11, verse 29. Matthew 11, verse 29. I'm going to pull that up on my Bible here. So Matthew 11, verse 29. Okay, so what does Matthew 11 verse 29 say? It says, okay, let me read from verse 28. "Come to me." Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Let's read from the Amplified Version here. I think that will give us more context. Okay. All right. So from verse 28, Amplified Bible, Matthew 11. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened, you know, by religious rituals that provide no peace. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear and my burden is light. I'm going to read the same thing from the King James Version. Okay. I read from the New King James Version. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Right? This is a very pivotal portion of scripture. Right? See, guys, Jesus is all powerful, but Jesus is meek. He is meek. Right? Remember on the cross, you want to tell me that Jesus did not have the power? All those people that were insulting him and doing all those things against him. You want to tell me he did not have the power to destroy them? He did, right? But what did he say? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." He had the power, but he chose to not revenge. He had the power, but he chose to be kind. He had the power, but he chose to do the right, you know, to do right to those people, right? That's meekness. Stephen was also meek. He was being stoned to death. But what did he do while he was being stoned to death? He asked that the Lord will forgive them. He says, "Do not lay this to their charge." That's meekness, right? And from this, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, you know, the Bible says, learn from me, right? The Bible is saying that, hey, copy this example of meekness that we see in the Lord Jesus Christ. Copy this example of meekness that we see in the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And the thing is, we cannot be meek in our own strength. That's why this is called a fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us to live meek lives, right? And the thing is, there is a blessedness, because think about it. Think of the natural human reaction. It's like, oh, if you have the power and authority to crush people, you crush them. You crush them, right? I mean, you even see this, you know, in the world we live in today. When a person has power, right, it gets to their heads, they use it to like oppress people and do things. But no, Jesus does not oppress people. He has the power. He has authority. Even the Bible says, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me." He has power. He has authority. But he is kind. He is lowly. He is meek with the use of that power and authority, right? And one thing you need to realize is that there is a blessedness in meekness. Your soul experiences peace when you are meek. Strife dissipates when you are meek. Why? Because, you know, look at this. I just like to contrast the person that is meek with the person that is ruthless, right? The person that is meek with the person that is ruthless. Look at what Jesus again is promising in Matthew 11, 28 to 30. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." That's meekness. "And you will find rest for your souls," right? When you come to Jesus, you copy his example. You're going to find rest for your soul, right? The thing is, a person that is meek, if you notice, there's not much internal disturbance going on within them, right? Why? Because they have power, but they are trusting in God. They are people that are not choosing to take vengeance. Oh, I'm going to exact revenge. No, they are God trusting. They are God submitting. They leave it in the hands of God, right? A person that is meek practices that Bible verse that says, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay. Don't take revenge." That's a meek person. That's a meek person, right? Your soul experiences peace because you are not always constantly in battles with people. No, right? You're trusting the Lord, right? You're trusting him to take over the battle, right? You're saying, hey, the battle is the Lord's. It's not mine, right? Your soul is going to stop striving. You're going to enter into God's rest when you operate in meekness, right? And again, like I said, there is a blessedness in meekness. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." They will inherit the earth. Look at this, guys. It says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." He did not say they will earn the earth, right? You know, there's a difference between earning something and inheriting something, right? an inheritance you receive from your parents, you don't necessarily earn it, right? They're giving it, they're passing it down as a gift to you, right? See, guys, people that are meek, they will be blessed. They will be blessed. They will be blessed, right? A very good example of meekness is Joseph. Joseph was very meek, right? He suffered, right? He suffered. His brothers were very unjust to him. He was sold into slavery. He was thrown into prison unjustly. But Joseph was humble, right? Even when he had the power to really take it to his brothers, when he became second in command in the land of Egypt, did he exert revenge on them? No. He had the power, but he decided to leave things in the hands of God. And God rewarded him. Let me tell you this, guys. God rewarded Joseph, right? Joseph, again, look at how he started in Egypt. Look at how he ended, right? And the thing is, even if he was the least or amongst the least amongst his brethren, right? He was, I think, the second to the last born. You know, the Bible says that he got two tribes in the land of Israel. Out of 12 tribes, he got two. His sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, right? They became tribes, right? God rewarded that meekness. God rewarded that character of Joseph, right? You know, you get an inheritance, right? But think about a person that is ruthless. You know, they have to work. Because many people think that, hey, I have to be ruthless to gain anything in this life. I have to be mean to people. I have to crush people. I have to oppress people. Those people don't last very long. People that are ruthless, they don't last very long, right? They may seem to be succeeding temporarily, but just give it time. They will fall apart. They will disintegrate over time, right? But a person that is meek has longevity. A person that is meek has longevity. Why? Because God watches over the affairs of the meek. There is longevity in meekness, right? Moses was the meekest man on earth. The Bible says in the Old Testament, he was the meekest man on earth, right? Because again, he had the power to just say, there was a time God was like, you know what, Moses, just step aside from these people. Let me just destroy them. I'll make a great nation from you. What did he do? He pleaded for them. He pleaded for them. That's meekness. He pleaded for them. That's meekness. He didn't want to see their destruction, right? That's meekness. That's meekness. Meekness is linked to mercy. Meekness is linked to mercy, right? Meekness is linked to mercy, right? Another thing meekness is linked to is having a quiet demeanor, right? A quiet demeanor. People that are meek, they are not explosive. You know, they are not tattletale. They are not mouth rattlers. They keep quiet, right? They keep quiet. You know, they may have great wisdom. They may have great wisdom, but, you know, they are very reserved and controlled about it. They don't oppress people. You know, I like to think of, sometimes this fruit of the Spirit is, they're best understood with examples, right? So, like, for example, and again, I have been that person, I've made this mistake, right? But can you see that person that clearly knows a lot, and in a classroom setting, they're just oppressing people with their knowledge. They're answering every question. You know, they're not even giving anybody a time to speak. They're not giving people time or opportunity to speak. They're not. Right? They're literally not giving people time or opportunity to speak. They're just like overshadowing everybody, crushing everybody, right? That's a person that is not meek, right? But thank God I'm learning and I still have a ways to go, but the Lord is helping me, right? The Lord is helping me. The Lord is helping me, right? So I'll encourage you, like, you know, pray, ask the Lord to help you to be meek, right? Even if you have power, right? Because again, like, let's be practical. How do you be meek? How can you become meek? Well, trust in God. Submit to God. Even if you have the power, right? Be controlled in the use of that power and authority. Be controlled in the use of that power and authority. Be controlled in the use of that power and authority. You know things. You know stuff. Well, let other people speak. You are on rounds, right? You're on rounds. You see a person is struggling. Don't use it as an opportunity to crush them and put them down. Help them out, right? Help them out. You have power, you have knowledge, but you choose to pursue the path of mercy. You choose to pursue the path of, hey, let me also let this person be lifted up. Let me lift this person up instead of tearing them down, right? You know, like, for example, you see people that are on sub-internships, right? And they know they are trying to impress an attending or somebody, right? But and to impress, they're like, I'm going to be ruthless. I'm going to undermine this other person. I'm going to do all these sneaky, shady things. That's not what a meek person does, right? The Bible says, blessed are the meek. They will inherit the earth, right? The thing is, again, don't forget, God is moving in the earth. God sees what is going on in your heart. When God sees meekness, he will reward you. You don't have to one up people. You don't have to be ruthless with people to be lifted up. No, right? The Bible says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He will exalt you, right? Just trust in him. Submit to him. Be meek. Don't be ruthless. Be meek. Don't be ruthless, right? And again, meekness is not weakness. Meekness is not weakness. A meek person, as I've said, is God trusting. A meek person, as I've said, is God submitting. Okay, so I pray that the Lord helps us as we practice being meek, as we live lives of meekness, right? Following, you know, growing in the fruit of the Spirit. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We pray for the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. We pray for the grace to be meek, to be gentle, to be lowly in spirit. In spite of the power we have, to be controlled in the use of it, to pursue patience, to pursue humility, to pursue kindness, to pursue gentleness, right? To lift others up, to be merciful towards others, that your name might be exalted. Lord, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast, and I'm making this as a call. If you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, again, it's one of the best decisions you can make with your life. I'll encourage you. Listen to episodes 254, 287. 254 and 287. It'll tell you about the cost of following Jesus. It'll tell you about what true salvation is. And then at the end of episode 254, you can say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord, right? Again, I'm not here to extract the commitment from you, but I'm here to tell you about Jesus. Jesus loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He truly, truly loves you. There is a cost to follow him, but he will give you the grace to bear that cost. He's not leaving you without help, right? So listen to those podcasts. You see what true salvation is. So salvation is not prosperity gospel. It's not health, wealth, and prosperity. No, right? It's putting your faith in Jesus Christ, trusting in his grace, and following him every day. So Lord, I just pray that all those that are listening to this podcast that have not surrendered their lives to you, I pray that by your power and by your spirit, may you convict them, and may your spirit reach out to them, and may they turn their lives over to the living God. May you draw them unto yourself. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So by God's grace, in episode 386, I believe, you know, we'll see how the Lord leads. But that'll be the last podcast on the fruit of the Spirit, right? We've talked about meekness, so now we have temperance, right? We have temperance. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day. God bless you and bye for now. Shalom.